Snoop Dogg looks in a crystal ball.
Fools and freaks are on the prowl. I need sweets and treats to stop my stomach growling. I haven't thrown a Halloween party in a minute. Come on, this will be one for the history books. You understand me? You know, my Halloween queen will be throwing this party with me. I'll pick the best baking talent. I'll give them 72 hours to plan and prepare. I want dozens and dozens of treats. I want a fortress, a fondant. I'll pick the best and break them off a whole lot of green, if you know what I mean. Everything I do has to be big. Can't wait for Snoop and Martha's. Very tasty Halloween.
Text. 72 hours later, three teams of bakers and their supplies arrive. The mystery hosts of Tasty Manor await them. May the spookiest edible spectacle win. A Peacock original. Three teams of three bakers enter the dark, smoky manor.
You guys, wait!
They shine lights on spider webs and skulls.
What is this?
Three workstations are in the candlelit room.
Who invited us to this thing? I'm so curious.
This is crazy.
I'm afraid something's gonna pop out.
Each team gasps.
Ah! Okay.
I just screamed my lungs out, okay?
This is spooky.
Look, it's our crates.
Three huge crates are nearby.
I see our crate, and we have to get all the structure and pieces out that we came up with at home.
We're prepared. We're coming to play.
Each team pries open their crate full of baked goods and decorations.
Nest.
Team 1 is composed of Matt, Jody, and Ricky.
Bon appetit.
Matt.
We've been invited by mystery hosts to compete against two other teams to create an amazing, fully immersive Halloween dessert experience where the walls and everything are all completely edible and covered in treats.
Ricky.
At home, we worked on planning, construction. We built gingerbread bricks. We built walls.
It's the biggest. It's the baddest. It's the most stuff in any competition that I've ever seen, and we want to be the best at it.
Team 2 is Michael, Nina, and Eric.
We're the real Hall of Queens. Okay, you want to help me with this?
Eric.
As we're opening our crate, we're able to pull out a bunch of stuff we prepared. Aside from these gigantic decorative elements, we're trying to bring on about 1,400 to 1,500 treats.
I baked at least 30 sheets of cake.
Bon Appetit empties their crate.
Let's get to work.
First people unloaded.
All right, slide the floor out.
Good, good, good. Let's do it.
Team 3 looks over their floor plan.
Fountain.
Holly, John, and Fred.
Throne.
It's a good thing we have a broom.
We're the kooky kaijus.
We can still move things around before you put the ice, so.
Okay.
We are all old friends and old competitors back in Vegas.
Okay.
We have the diverse talent that is needed to win.
So you've got ice sculptures, you've got sugar, you've got chocolate, and then you've got cake.
Who's ever done that yet? Nobody can come touch us.
Michael.
First things first, cake for me.
Yeah.
Stack
cake for me. Cake for you. Tree sculpture for me.
Mm-hmm.
Michael, Nina, and I work together at one of the world's premier luxury hotel brands. We are three fierce queens in the kitchen. We've never done anything on this scale, so this is an opportunity for us to really pull out some of our big pastry tricks and shablam. Well, now I'm feeling very good about myself.
Matt.
I gotta do some skulls. What are you doing?
I need to get those tasting elements.
Yes.
Matt here is my cake husband, and Ricky is my cake wife.
Ricky shakes his head.
We've been teammates, we've been opponents in other food competitions. Who's better in chocolate and sugar, and who's better with pastry? Nobody but these two.
And Jody with amazing cake detail.
We're the trifecta.
The bakers run around the room, setting up.
What is going on here?
Thumbs up.
Who's coming something after us?
Smoke over there. Something heinous this way comes.
Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart walk down the stairs, clouded with fog.
Waking bakers.
Subtitles. It's Martha and Snoop.
Welcome to our tasty man.
Oh my God! Yay!
Ricky's eyes bulge.
This is a party for Snoop and Martha Stewart. This is nuts.
Yes.
Come a little bit closer so we can get to know you guys.
Holly runs over.
I'm such a groupie right now. Come on.
I completely geek out. Fangirl. Groupie.
Are you kidding me?
Nobody's cooler than Snoop.
Are you serious?
It's Martha Stewart. Like, come on. Drop dead, living, everything. Martha's everything.
Is anybody ready to make my Halloween nightmares a reality?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I need some wake and bake brownies. I need some ice cream. And Martha, you know what she likes.
What do I like?
She likes anything that's hasty and well thought out.
Perfection.
Martha nods sagely.
Bakers, Halloween is one of my favorite holidays, so I have high expectations. Get it, Snoop? High.
Snoop and Martha look around.
Uh-oh, something's coming. Something's coming. Oh, what is that?
A man appears beside them.
It's the Batman.
It's BuzzFeed Tasty's Alvin Joe.
The Guru!
Oh. This is a man who once made a 50-pound cheesecake. From BuzzFeed's Tasty, it's Alvin Joe.
He's like the king of Tasty. Everything he makes is perfection, but on such a grand scale.
I watch him all the time.
It makes so much sense. He does everything huge and big.
Well, hello.
Hello.
Thanks for having me, Snoop. Martha?
No problem, Alvin. You know I like your name, right?
Thank you. Named after a chipmunk.
Guys, don't forget, you're being judged on who makes the most amazing immersive baking experience and presents the four tastiest party treats. The winning team gets 20 grand.
Oh my gosh.
Now, bakers, this big old clock is ticking down, and my guests will be here soon. Damn! You heard the lady. There's 20,000 on the line. No more wasting time. The party is at midnight. Get to it and do it.
6 hours until the party.
Come on, baby.
I'm like, I need a security guard just so I stay away from them.
Now that we know it's Martha, we gotta make it on point.
Did you see who's here?
I know.
Been listening to him since Gin and Juice.
The hosts sit on thrones.
Okay, I like that.
The bakers prep.
So I just need to unmold these cakes.
Got some great Washington apples for our candied apples.
The important thing is get the ice done because that's our secret weapon right now.
All right.
John carves an ice block. Alvin bounces on his throne.
This is nice.
This is real nice. Oh, fit for a king and a queen, right?
Yeah.
Michael ices a cake.
Start assembling my cake. I'm getting it ready for the base of my fountain, which is primarily cake.
Put that perfectly in the center. It looks so good.
That looks really good.
Creepy eyes all over.
Like that kind of like Pan's Labyrinth. Totally.
Eric adds dessert decorations to a tree.
As you enter our Garden of Evil, you're going to walk through this giant archway.
The first thing you're going to see is a spectacular cake fountain, gushing blood right in your face. And then there's a creepy altar with this gorgeous white chocolate bone structure. You're going to see this beautiful glass sugar garden. There's a huge tree sculpture with a cool element of this gaping death hole. And hanging from the limbs are these strands of black licorice with killer spider macarons.
You doing good, Nina?
Yep, doing good.
How does this look?
Sugar entrails.
It's amazing, yeah.
At the next station, Fred fills bowls with a custard.
This is one of our tasty desserts, the namalaka. This is a passion fruit curd right on top. I have 95 portions.
The concept for our fear experience is the lair of the kaiju in the haunted forest.
As you enter into the lair, there's this explosion of tasty treats, and there's this decaying samurai guarding the fountain of the blood of the fallen. And you see this beautiful ice throne. And guarding the ice throne is the cake kaiju, trying to ward off anyone that's gonna try to enter.
Cross if you may.
Right?
All three of the hosts are watching over everything. So much pressure.
It's insane. It is insane.
Did you ever have neighbors that made you do a trick for a treat?
You know what? I had a Spanish neighbor that was Puerto Rican, and if I could count to 20 in Spanish, he would give me some candy.
Ah.
I still can do it to this day.
That's good. Do
it. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho, nueve, diez, once, doce, trece, catorce, quince,
16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
There you go. Perfect. Yes, sir. I will get you a treat later.
Here's a cup for you.
Martha gives Snoop a mug.
Yay!
So, Matta, you're doing the chocolate, you're getting all that done, your sugar elements, you've got it in your mind, what you're going to do, one, two, three, right?
Yep.
Can you guys believe this space that we're in? This is like the most crazy baking kitchen I've ever been in.
Our tasty Halloween experience is going to be all about friends for dinner and what is in the food you're eating or who.
Jody gives a knowing look.
We're creating a dilapidated house.
There's a chocolate table to the right, filled with all of those tasty treats. Overhead will be this tree that's fallen through the roof. To the left is a fireplace that's nice and warm, but you have all these skeletons staring you down. There's a beautiful picture of some eyeballs watching you. And then you turn the corner and see this scary cake spider. Out the back will be hanging licorice to touch you and creep you out as you exit the experience.
The bakers set out trays of treats.
Awesome. Yeah, that's going to be really cool.
Do the pumpkin cake pops that we're doing.
What would you make, Snoop, with this challenge?
First thing I would do is get me I would probably get some smoked turkey.
But this is dessert.
Oh, this is dessert. That wouldn't work then. Well, man. Maybe go buy some Skittles and burn them.
Snoop's getting hungry. He's getting hungry.
Hell yeah, I'm talking about real food. We over here talking about bakery. My bad.
You only have 5 hours left?
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Keep it up.
Gotta do this quick.
We only have 5 hours left?
Are you feeling okay?
I feel like we still have a lot to do.
Michael and Eric move their tree.
You guys got it?
Yeah.
Ooh. Whole hour took us to see apples. Wait, what? This is one element. Things are taking way too long.
And look at all the desserts, like 20 more.
We have plenty.
Okay.
Tasty bites.
Give your store-bought cupcakes a Halloween makeover with this tasty idea.
Shattered glass cupcakes. At a stovetop, a chef boils sugar, water, and light corn syrup. They stir until it reaches 300 degrees, then they pour the mixture on a parchment-lined baking sheet. After cooling, the cook smashes it like broken glass. The candy shards decorate a cupcake. Snoop's with the hosts.
What is your favorite candy on Halloween?
I love Twix. I will trade anything in my basket for Twix.
It used to be Milky Ways for me.
Milky Ways?
Oh, yeah.
What about the one that you just absolutely did not want, that you did not eat?
Black licorice, black jelly beans, and I can't stand corn candy either.
A jar of candy corn looms. At the three workstations, the teams hastily prepare treats. Eric torches a concoction in a pot.
Fire!
Ricky, with your tasting elements, as soon as they come out, why don't we decide what element's going where and what with what table?
Yes.
First thing I want to do is decorate that table. So candles, candlesticks, everything like that has to be done first.
Now these candles look good. They're going to be like beat up a little bit, yeah. A little dense.
Watch heights though so that we have really variety of heights.
Yeah.
Snoop, Martha, and Alvin walk around.
Welcome to Tasty Manners.
Do you have anything you can show us?
Matt gives Snoop a bone.
You give a dog a bone, he'll find his way home. What is it made of?
Chocolate.
Can I eat it?
Yeah.
I can have a nibble.
White chocolate.
Snoop licks the chocolate bone.
Oh, Snoop, you're making my day right now.
Oh, he's going in.
I think you're slobbering on my cookie, Snoop. Yeah.
Well, our entire concept is based on the fear of what you eat when maybe you go to a dinner party
or
you don't.
Who you're eating.
Oh, see, you hear that? Who you're going to eat?
And what part of who you're going to eat.
What are some of your tasty treats?
A big fear, I think, for, like, anyone is that when you, like, bite down on something and you think, did I just crack or break a tooth? So we have little tooth bonbons.
Mm.
Oh.
Very gruesome.
For our tasty treats, we're going to make teeth bonbons with Kopi Luwak gold chocolate filling. So maybe it makes you think, oh, there's my tooth again.
I like that.
And then we're doing a vertebrae cookie sandwich.
These are good.
Thank you.
These ain't the kinds that you buy at the store.
No.
These like baby cookies.
These are tasty.
And then Matt's going to make this vanilla ice cream with a touch of ghost pepper for that heat. And finally, we're going to make fungus brownie bites with a wheat la coche whipped ganache with a butter gold chocolate crumble, which I think Martha is going to love.
Can I have one more of these?
Please do.
Yeah, here.
Hell yeah.
I want a crumb.
Martha, we got to move on. Come on, Martha. You can't sample everything, baby.
Can we have a clean kitchen today? You're like the mad scientist.
Just because I do all the crazy stuff.
Yeah. Matt and I have some history with competitions. And we're always like this close.
Always the bridesmaid, never the bride.
Just this close.
Jody, Matt, and Ricky build their small party room.
Bump it up against.
The bone marrow cherry filling.
Should I do it like this and leave it?
Matt pours candy.
I think
the hosts look at Holly, Fred, and John's treats.
Frogs.
Frogs, lizards.
Is that a chocolate snake?
Chocolate bugs, chocolate caterpillars.
Bugs.
We got inspiration from one of the most haunted places I've ever been to. The Sea of Trees on the base of Mount Fuji in Japan.
I've been there.
It was goosebumps walking through the whole forest. And the legend behind it, many people enter. Nobody comes back.
How did you get out?
Our tasty treats will be all Japanese inspired to fit within our concept.
Tell us about your tasty treats.
So the first one is a chocolate shoyu cake. It's a derivative of a devil's food cake, but instead of a coffee component to it, it's actually sweet soy sauce.
Wonderful.
Interesting.
Wow.
The second one is a lychee matcha namelaka. Namelaka is a Japanese chocolate panna cotta with a hint of lychees.
Tell them what a lychee is.
Lychee is a stone fruit.
Or lychee nut.
The one that I like?
Yeah. Like eyeballs.
Yeah, the one that with the hair on it, you take it out, and you open it up, and it's white. I love that fruit. That's my... got one right now? Give me a lychee, cuz.
I still have to prep them.
The third dessert, we are making a sugar drop cookie. It has a smoked tea and smoked salt ganache, and a scotch bonnet and cinnamon whiskey caramel. For our fourth tasty treat, we are making a cookie cocktail with yuzu posset, which is a French panna cotta, with sake-infused vanilla cake with fresh berries and raspberry sauce.
Oh, boy.
And the cake is soaked with sake syrup.
Must be delicious.
Yes, I love this. The way you say it just sounds
so
amazing.
Great.
I totally and wholeheartedly hope you guys enjoy it.
1 o'clock strikes 12, you better be ready.
4 hours until the party, Holly puts up sections of fondant.
We just need a cover, shingle, and then I'm going to build the cake on the shoulders.
Get it up.
John and Fred build an ice sculpture. Eric, one, Michael, and Nina move
two,
their tree.
Three.
Eric.
I love Halloween. I'm a huge decorator of my house. I usually do holographic projecting zombies. I'm here for a fog machine.
The hosts approach as Nina Spray paints a pile of bones.
Hey, guys.
What's that?
Yeah, I need to see what you're working on, sis. What is this, sis? You got me. I'm lost right now.
This is demonic. This is going to be on top of
our altar.
We got
a little dark on
ours. So I imprinted white chocolate bones in cocoa dust so they look kind of
antique. It smells amazing.
Experience.
All the green.
Yeah.
Tasty,
hey man, what you looking at?
We want to keep it as creepy and shocking as possible.
Yeah. You're a bunch of creeps.
Yeah, we totally are. We're each making one of the tasty treat elements. So for my snake egg, I filled it with black sesame mousse, and then in the center, I injected a raspberry gel. We're gonna try to trip you out. Things are not gonna look or taste like they see.
Yes.
Let me give you a quick 100 flavor points real quick. Your mustache, 100 points.
Eric twirls his curled mustache.
My element is a black death puff. It's really silky, blood orange, and basil curd to fill it.
This is very dark.
Yeah.
It's very dark.
We wanted to bring fear, like a psychological fear of unknown dark spaces.
Yeah.
And still be edible, which is even darker.
Yeah.
I'm Mac Daddy, so of course I got the macaroon as my tasty treat with blackcurrant ganache that'll be hanging from the actual willow tree.
We're playing on flavors that you see in the garden, you know?
That's gangster.
And
I ain't even going front. That's gangster right there.
And then we decided to go with a brownie. We put a little bit of fiery spice in the brownie. For our crunch element for that, we're gonna do a caramelized cornflake crunch, but we're gonna smoke it first. Everyone loves a good chocolate fudgy brownie. We're serving tricks and treats.
Clock is ticking, y'all. The party's coming up at midnight. How y'all feeling?
We need to get moving.
Let's leave these people alone. Good luck.
Midnight. Thank you. Night-night.
Holly puts white icing on an orange fondant samurai figure. The hosts take their thrones. Eric and Michael bustle around a tombstone.
Do you have a favorite yet? Do you have any idea who your favorite is?
I don't know.
I don't either, not yet.
And that bone he gave me over there was good.
I'm just blown away about how talented everybody is.
Every section.
Oh, this is chunky. Gotta smooth this out.
My curd got curdled. It got kind of thick in the fridge. I'm gonna hit it with the immersion blender. Hopefully it'll smooth it out, make it creamy.
Curds and mousses tend to break or curdle and give you that scrambled eggy kind of look. If you can re-establish that emulsion by blending it really quickly and save it.
Holla Queens, are y'all worried about the time?
Always, but always. We got some grass for you, Snoop.
Eric holds fake grass.
Hey, time won't let
this
me win.
This is a little
wheat
grass.
Grass everywhere.
He puts the grass around the room.
Now that I fixed my curd, everything's good. I tasted it. I think Snoop is gonna love them.
Snoop sits with Alvin and Martha.
My scary movie that I love the most is Friday the 13th, Part 3 in 3D. When Jason shot that thing across the room and it came directly in the camera to my eyes, I was so what you like?
I like really scary movies that are realistic, like Hannibal Lecter.
Oh, man.
Wait, you know what the scariest movie I saw was a kid?
What?
You know in Toy Story where they have the baby with the nails in it? Oh, my God.
3 hours until the party. John carves ice with a chainsaw. Ice chips fly off as he makes careful cutouts.
Look at this.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it looks good, right?
That's a risky move, though, to use one of their team members solely dedicated for...
I know. Yeah.
Right. Hey, yo, John, watch it with that chainsaw, John.
John carves.
Watch it with that chainsaw, dog.
He's cutting through that ice like it is butter.
He cuts out holes.
So there has to be a disaster. Something bad has to happen.
Oh, my God. I need a medic.
Uh-oh. What was that?
You guys?
Where's Tully?
Can I get some help?
Snoop and Martha's very tasty Halloween.
Guys?
Where's Tully?
There's hot sugar in those bowls. I just put my hand in the hot sugar.
Subtitles. We're going to need to put cold water on her finger. She burned it.
I'm thinking we only have so much time left. So, like, cool. It's my right hand, too.
Jody stacks cake on a spider.
Matt, tell me about positioning for this. I'm known for my cake elegancy, but also cake structure. Have them hanging more this way.
No, I think it's fine.
Whatever is not normal in cake, that's what I like to do. So I think a hanging spider.
We only have 2 hours left. You gonna finish that?
That's why I'm starting now, but.
Yo, bon appetit.
Yes. Snoop.
How's it going over there?
You know, we good?
A little pressed for time.
Stressed for time.
The party's coming soon. Y'all on the clock. I need y'all to get to it and do it, baby.
Remember what we said, guys. If we're not having fun.
Yeah, we said that before we knew it was Snoop and Martha.
I know.
We have legends that we have to cook for now. We got to bring it.
I'm going to get me something to drink. Try out this refrigerator.
Oh, he got some.
Snoop strolls over to the dozen refrigerators and peers in the first.
Nope, not that one. Anybody know where the fruit punch is at? Which one of these refrigerators got the fruit punch in? Nope, not that one.
I'm getting really hungry. Be right back. I want to see if I can go around and get some little snacks going.
Alvin joins Fred.
What's up, man?
Alvin, what's up?
How's it going? Oh, is this adzuki bean?
Yes, it is.
The red bean?
I boiled that for 14 hours.
14 hours?
Yeah, taste some. That goes with the namalaka.
Alvin eats a spoonful.
Mmm, this is a very familiar taste to me as Chinese. Thank you for letting me.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Stuff, man. That was... Keep it up.
Let's go.
Alvin finds Eric's group.
What's up, guys? Wow, what is all this?
Those are our bat cookies.
Oh, this looks like the throwing stars that Batman uses in the movie.
They're like batarangs?
Yeah, but you can eat these.
Nope, not that one.
Snoop checks the fridges.
Nope, not that one.
What you need, Snoop?
Man, what my food punch at? I done been in 100 refrigerators. What's going on?
Alvin joins Matt's group.
Guys? Ooh, what are you working on over there?
Some liquid nitrogen ice cream.
Liquid nitrogen ice cream? Isn't that dangerous?
Of course it is.
Oh, my God. No way. Don't do that. It looks so dangerous. Can I try some of that?
Hold on, man. Something ain't right, man. What my refrigerator at with that fruit punch in it, man?
This is ghost chili. It's a little spicy.
Alvin tries a bite of ghost chili ice cream.
Oh, it's hot. Ooh, it's hot. Keep doing what you're doing. That's crazy.
Snoop looks around the fridges.
There must be a fridge in the Pizzack on the Sizzle out or something.
He checks yet another fridge.
Hello. I got it. I found it. Don't trip.
Snoop grabs the juice.
Call off the dogs.
Michael hangs treats.
I mean, obviously more.
He looks over at Fred.
Oh, they're doing macaroons, too.
No one can beat Mac Daddy.
Period. I've made so many macaroons. I own Mac Daddy Oakland. It's a designer cake and confection business.
Whip those trays.
I will attach each macaron cookie to a licorice strand, so when the guests and the hosts come through the experience, they'll actually be able to pick these hanging black willow macaroons from the tree as if they were in nature.
Please stick. Please stick. Please stick. Please stick.
The licorice that we used was a little slippery.
How many do we have? One drops.
105. One dropped. It's these slippery-ass licorice.
So my macaron tree is not holding up. It's definitely decaying.
Another one falls.
Like my dreams crashing down and just shattering literally in front of me.
These things take a lot of forethought. I mean, it takes a lot to meet my expectations.
Boy, do I know.
You know that.
You either are on point or you are not, and it's making me very, very nervous.
Michael catches a falling macaron.
Potter.
The bakers bustle around, putting together their rooms and assembling treats.
Guys, 1 hour left.
You got an hour.
Nina fills the black eggs.
Is that okay?
I don't know, these look kind of wonky.
These look kind of weird.
Finishing up our namalaka with sweet atsuki beans.
I know you got it.
I got so much to
do right now. All right. Hey, coming around, hey.
John moves a hay bundle.
Chop, chop. Big like a bunny.
Holly kneads out fondant.
Oh my God, this hurts.
Holly hurting her hand is not helping. I know that she's hurting, and that's really hurting us.
You should probably start getting ready for this party, huh?
My costume, so elaborate.
Oh. Martha stands.
Man, as soon as I get comfortable, y'all talking about getting up and getting ready, man. It's gonna take me a nap. Yeah.
So what are you thinking, what time-wise? I mean...
We're tight.
We're supposed to have a scary exit. I don't know why it didn't get done.
Jody, we're going to need to figure out how to hang that. We got to build it.
I don't have time. We're going to end
with... I'm doing
with
cookies right now.
I'm worried at this point about cutting elements.
How much more do you need to do, Matt?
I need 140.
We have to make some hard decisions and make a plan.
What do you think?
Well, there's only one more element, and that's the bath. The one thing that we can get rid of is the dark exit.
We have no other choice at this point. We really need to focus on the front elements so that everyone is drawn into our piece.
We have to put all the desserts out. Number one thing.
Holly works on the samurai.
What is your time frame for that estimated?
For this?
Yeah.
What is it that you want me to do aside from that?
Nothing, just tasty treats. You never realize how important time is when that time is running out and there is a deadline. I was expecting it to be done in 4 hours.
You pretty much told me that I had the whole time to do it.
Yeah, and that's, how long does it take? I'm just scrambling to make sure that we have the tasty desserts ready for the party.
I know you're hurt.
Yeah.
Guys, hurry, bust your ass.
I think you should spread some of this around too.
Right behind you, Salt Bay.
Eric sprinkles salt.
You guys, the party is starting. We've got to finish what we're working on.
Just put some all over me. Well, the skulls look much better.
Ricky nudges the tree and a large treat falls.
I'm hustling, I'm trying to get stuff built, and I whack my head on the branch and ruin Matt's beautiful spider.
I feel we're falling apart.
Matt, do you have any more spiders?
But there's no crying in cake.
That's the last one.
They put up the spider.
3 minutes, everybody!
3 minutes!
I'm gonna pull you paint.
Jody pours a smoking drink.
Wouldn't you drink this?
Oh my gosh, 30 seconds to party time. Gotta move, move,
gotta move,
move,
yeah,
move.
Go.
Time is up.
Tasty bites.
Here's a tasty treat you can make at home this Halloween.
Dirtworm brownie bite. A cook rolls prepared box brownies into balls, dips them in melted chocolate, and chills them. They poke a hole in each ball, drizzle it with chocolate and sprinkles, and stick a gummy worm in the hole. Snoop and Martha's Very Tasty Halloween. In the manor, dozens of costumed people look around the three rooms.
Oh my god!
The bakers watch the guests look around.
So many people!
I know!
Awesome.
See the sword swallower?
Uh-oh.
A chicken walks by Fred's team.
Those aren't your eggs, bro!
Guests mingle, drink, and take photos.
A selfie station in a coffin?
A woman reads tarot cards. A guest gawks at food.
I can't wait to fuck it!
We're here for the food costume.
Yes. A guest is dressed as French fries. Subtitles. This is amazing.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Everything here is edible?
Everything is edible.
The dim lights flicker.
Oh, what do we got here?
Oh, I'm hiding behind you.
Figures lumber to the stairs.
Amy!
It's the hosts. Snoop Dogg grins in a Batman costume with a dog nose and ears. Alvin Joe is a Victorian vampire, and Martha wears a draping witchy gown with big silver hair and white contacts.
Everybody on the team is suited and booted, goated and loaded, ready to have some fun, taste some of these great bakeries, and see which one of these teams is going to walk away with that $20,000.
Good money right there.
Martha? Shall we go taste what these bakers have made?
I am dying to.
Yes!
Yes!
Guests try the treats.
It's so good.
What's the two-headed dog made from?
Chocolate.
Hey, Martha, your dress so hot it's smoking.
They reach Matt, Jody, and Ricky's setup.
Oh, this is the haunted house?
Mm-hmm.
Give us the theme of this.
Friends for dinner.
Bon appetit. Friends for dinner. Fog billows in their creepy room.
As you enter, you will see this elaborate dining room setup.
Eyeball desserts sit by a white chocolate screaming face.
And you wonder what or who is for dinner.
A smoking cauldron bubbles behind an array of bone-shaped treats.
That didn't sound like I was coming over to eat. Sound like I was coming over to get eight.
Press the button on the doorbell.
An eyeball lights up.
Yes. Oh, yes. That, I got tingles.
Lovely.
We hustled. Didn't get quite everything done, but what we got done was perfection.
Let's go and see what's for who is for dinner.
Whoa, look at this place.
Yeah, well, look how cute that dog is.
How much is that dog in the window?
It's all bones.
There's a whole fireplace made out of heads.
People that came for dinner.
Look at the spider.
Oh, that's spooky. I want some spider.
Oh my god, it is cake. I'll take a leg if you take a leg.
For real?
Yeah.
Snoop and Alvin bite into it.
I'm a Spider-Man.
Look at this. Look at this table coated in chocolate.
Wait, this table is chocolate?
It's chocolate.
Hey, Snoop, you gotta try this table. I'll try it with you. Let's go.
They bend down and chomp.
Very chocolatey.
That's a nice table. Look at these layers. They're beautiful.
Dare I eat this guy?
Martha eats a rat dessert.
Martha! Oh, Martha ate a rat.
A separate table is set with four treats.
Bon appetit! Oh, wait. What a presentation.
Wow. So we're here to taste your treats.
I would start with the golden chocolate tooth.
It's gold chocolate with Kopi Luwak coffee, coated in a little bit of white chocolate, but then a nice dark chocolate crisp in the center.
To make you feel like maybe you broke a tooth.
Hey, something cracked. Whoa. As soon as I bit it, it cracked like my tooth. You could sell this.
They really taste like fine, fine candy.
Yes.
Something that you would get on Madison Avenue.
I like the coffee with the chocolate. It's really nice because the bitterness.
You know about Kopi Luwak, Snoop?
No, I don't. Tell me.
A little weasel eats the coffee cherry.
And poops it.
And then it's collected, cleaned, and then we roast it.
So we just ate roasted shit.
But it's the most expensive coffee in the world.
And it's the most expensive shit you can get.
Yes.
So it was the
Okay, now, what's next?
Now you have a vertebrae in front of you. That one is a brown butter sablé filled with a cherry bone marrow gel. And that's where you're getting a little bit of that fear factor in there.
Oh,
And then some black pepper marshmallow cream.
Oh.
Wow. I love that.
You know what's kind of crazy? You know our vertebrae, right? We got the discs, and you know you got you got to be able to move and be fluid. Your spine. This thing kind of got the same jiggle action
that
going
was
on.
The whole don't flip your disc.
That's crazy that you were able to imitate how it works.
So the next one, that's
fungus brownie bite. On the bottom, you have a roasted peanut fudgy brownie topped with a salted fungus brown butter crumble.
Snoop leans over and tries one.
Only a dog would eat over the whole tray of everybody else's.
In rare dog form.
The idea is great. Well, it's a little messy for a party. If that fell all over my carpets, I would not be happy.
And then last but not least,
a ghost chili ice cream with a little vanilla bean on a chocolate chip sublet. So we had it sitting on some smoke. The ice cream was made with liquid nitrogen.
Oh my God, you didn't tell me it was hot.
Oh, so hot. Ah,
woo. It's a ghost pepper.
You know what I really liked the most? This felt immersive.
Yes.
It made me really feel like this was an abandoned house.
You guys have wild imaginations. You really did an amazing job. Other than that being way too spicy for me.
It was hot and wet. I liked it. Bon appetit.
Yeah, bon appetit.
The team hugs. Tasty bites.
This tasty centerpiece will have all of your guests shrieking for more.
Pumpkin head dip. A cook secures parchment paper inside a hollowed pumpkin, puts a bowl of salsa in the top opening, and trails guacamole out of the pumpkin's mouth. Chips litter the table around it and water gets poured on dry ice so it smokes. Snoop and Martha's very tasty Halloween. At the manor, party guests look at Fred, Holly, and John's setup.
We're called the Kooky Kaiju. Kaiju is monster in Japanese.
Hosts Snoop, Martha, and Alvin walk over.
All right, Kooky Kaijus, why don't you talk to us about what you got here?
Kooky Kaijus, lair of the Kaiju. A cake lizard monster lies by an ice throne.
This is a lair of Kaiju. Kaiju is Japanese for monsters.
The monster's red eyes shine behind thick fog. Nearby, the fondant samurai looms, grimy and scowling.
There is a samurai who has wandered into that lair and drank from the fountain and hence been petrified. Now he stands guard so nobody else will drink from the fountain.
Water bubbles up from an ice sculpture fountain.
This is amazing. We're going into the enchanted forest.
You may want to try one of these spiders or frogs first. I ain't never ate a spider before, but I guess if I was on one of those shows, Naked and Alive, I guess the spider ain't so bad. On your seasoning,
I like the subtle heat that goes with the chocolate.
Look at the coins.
I'm just shocked that so much of this is edible.
Everything is edible. Oh, look at that mushroom.
Alice in Wonderland almost.
They are.
Wait a minute.
What is
this? A lizard cake.
Oh.
The first time I eat a lizard, bro.
Me too, but he looks delicious.
Wait, these flowers, though, they're beautiful.
Oh, they're amazing.
I didn't know sugar could be like this. Oh, my God.
And the fountain of something.
The fountain of youth. That's the fountain of youth.
Oh, yeah, I think you should have some of that.
He's going to drink from the fountain.
You ain't going to come out of here if you drink like that.
Snoop laps it up.
The ambiance says cave, says woodland, says mystery.
And this says royalty.
Can the royal dog sit in it?
Oh, yes, he can. Oh,
Snoop reclines in the ice throne.
There he is.
Oh, very elegant.
A king.
They reach the table with four special treats.
Well, what do we have here? These are our tasty treats. Well, this is your
lychee matcha namalaka, a Japanese version of a panna cotta. It is set with agar and white chocolate. I use lychee puree and set it with white chocolate.
Very tasty, very tasty.
Thank you.
The sugar and the sweetness from the beans that you made, you have the acidity and the freshness from the curd. It makes me want to keep eating, which is why I'm going to keep
this
eating.
Is your second one. He ate mine and his. I'm going to let him enjoy it because he's having the time of his life.
Whose creation is this and what is this?
That is our yuzu pochette with the vanilla passion fruit sake cake and fresh berries.
The deeper I go, the more I fall in love.
Aww. The deeper I go, the less there is left.
For a party, these small containers are very efficient.
Yeah, right.
Yes. Very nice service. Now, this tasty treat.
That is our chocolate ghetto.
Chocolate ghetto? Hold on.
Chocolate ghetto.
You said ghetto and chocolate. I got to try that.
It's a ghetto.
But I heard it different. I heard
cake
it ghetto.
In French.
Ghetto chocolate. Let's see what this ghetto chocolate working with.
So the softer cake is the chocolate shoyu cake. So it's a variation of the devil's food.
God damn it, Freddy.
So instead of coffee,
the ghetto chocolate,
sweet soy sauce.
There's a new thing in the hood, y'all.
The ghetto.
Now, last but not least.
This is the sugar cookie. I put down a chocolate ganache, but I steeped it with smoked tea and smoked salt. And I flambéed it with cinnamon whiskey.
Spicy.
It's so hot, it's burning up.
You brought the fire and the smoke. John here brought the ice. I like that.
We did ask you for a theme of fear, and I think you did instill in us a certain amount of trepidation.
When I walk in here, it's hauntingly beautiful.
A lot of times when you watch things on television and you see the artistry of it all, you wonder,
is it really good?
Is it nasty? I'm here to say, this tastes good.
Bakers, thank you very
much. Thank you, judges.
Thank you so much. It looks like a s'more to me. Very fluffy and creamy.
Partygoers sample the treats. Guests approach Eric, Nina, and Michael's room.
You should try the zombie fingers. They're made in a date.
Try the eyeball.
Michael, Nina, and Eric, the real hollow queens. Do you bring to us tonight?
We brought you the Garden of Evil.
The real hollow queens, Garden of Evil. Candy eyeballs, snakes, and worms line the room.
We've got lots of tricks and treats, and almost everything in here is edible.
Macarons hang down from the tree on licorice strands.
From the dirt to the rocks.
Mushrooms and blue rocks sit in grass.
The fungus. You can eat it all.
So we want to check out your garden before we really get down and dirty.
Yes.
I will go first. I'm the lead dog, so it's my job to go sniff things out.
Take it away.
They creep through the eyeball-filled room.
How y'all get my hands on the table, man? Look at
date hand cookies.
Yikes.
They used almonds.
Yep, for the nails. Those are fabulous.
Oh, how creative.
Macaron.
They're hanging from the tree using licorice.
Licorice. A chocolate tree.
It is?
Oh, let's eat the tree.
Yes, look. Snoop, you put your hand in first.
The dog got to go first?
Snoop reaches into the tree's mouth of fangs. He jerks back like his hand is stuck.
No, careful. It was taken over by candy. We need to see what this blue candy apple hitting on. Blueberry. Hey, Martha, this is good.
Like the blue Jolly Rancher that everybody wants.
You see what I'm saying?
Martha spots the black eggs.
What is this?
Oh, that looks like an evil spider egg.
Soft and yucky. Feel this, Snoopy.
Oh, it's blue.
They squish the goopy eggs.
That's
scary. The texture is hideous.
You eat it.
No, it feels like a snail.
But they say it's got a tasty treat.
Oh, no.
We're going to try that one
I'm
later.
I'm scared of that one.
Well, this place is hideous and really creepy. This is that Garden of Evil.
Alvin picks a black rose.
Oh, this is made out of your favorite ingredient, Snoop.
Marijuana?
These bloody hands everywhere. Someone was trying to escape this place. Okay, come on, out of here, guys.
A table is set with the eggs and two more treats.
Well, I must say, this is a beautiful presentation.
These are like the four desserts they give you at the end of a fine dining meal.
Yeah, that is amazing.
Thank you.
Eric, which tasty treat should we start with?
The one that I made, of course, which is the creepy snake egg.
This one.
Yeah. It's a black sesame mousse with a raspberry gel inside and a spiced hazelnut foyatine, and there's a little bit of spiced cake as well.
Well, how did you get that texture?
You have to freeze the item, and then when it's really cold, you hit it with cocoa butter spray, and it gives you this velvet shell.
Like the way magic shells works on ice cream.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
We want it to look weird but taste delicious.
And what's this?
That is our widow macaroon. So it's a blackcurrant ganache with white and milk chocolate, blackcurrant puree, and my famous macaroons.
He is called the Mac Daddy.
Yes.
These are good.
Thank you.
Daddy Mac.
And I understand why.
They're not too sweet. They have a very nice texture.
Thank you.
But they hold their shape.
That's that Mac Daddy magic.
Oh, I like that.
And then what about this?
So that was your Black Death Pup. They're made out of black cocoa, and they're filled with a blood orange and basil curd.
It's a baked puff, like a pâte à choux?
Yeah, pâte à choux. Blood orange mixed with the basil notes really brings it together.
I like that.
What about this one? This is hard as a rock.
So that's our fiery spiced chocolate brownie with a smoked caramelized cornflake crunch with a little bit of smoked sea salt.
I had no cornflakes at the study.
I wish my flakes tasted like this every morning.
That cornflake off the chain.
Yes. Right.
I like
this
that.
This may be your greatest masterpiece.
Martha, I have to ask, do you think these would make good party finger foods?
Except for that one.
Except for the egg.
I will have nightmares about the texture of this dessert.
We're crazy, as you can tell.
What's nice is you're not afraid to show it.
A rose of our appreciation to the love that you gave us.
Thank you.
So evil, so fearful, and so
delightful. Oh, gosh.
Partygoers try the eyeball doorbell.
Look at that. That's so cool.
The hosts take their thrones.
Well, Snoop, that was really some great party. It is a great party. It's still going on.
Guests eat. Subtitles. Is the painting edible?
It's all sugar.
Yeah.
But now's the hard part. We have to decide which of these three experiences is going to win first prize and the $20,000.
I want to hear what they're talking about, but we don't get that luxury.
These are the biggest names and the most awesome people who have ever eaten anything I've cooked. This is a whole new level of intensity now, and I'm super stressed.
We did more than what they asked.
Yeah.
Snoop and Martha's Very Tasty Halloween. Guests try the treats.
I can smell the chocolate.
The hosts confer.
Now's the hard part. We have to decide which of these three experiences is going to win first prize and the $20,000.
Let's start with the Kuki Kaiju. I like the idea of the forbidden forest.
I liked how unique some of their flavors were. I thought that using the Dzuki beans was really clever, and I could keep eating those all day.
I like their statue of the samurai. I like the throne and the chocolate spiders. I thought it was dope.
I think that the food was too similar, even though a couple of the dishes were really interesting.
The team gathers.
I think that you impressed Martha. I really do.
So what do you think of Bon Appetit?
That was crazy.
Mind-blowing. What a presentation, right?
Incredible.
I did feel scared.
Automatically off the top, you see a dog with no skin. So I'm shook up off the rip because, you know, I'm a dog.
I was very impressed with how much of a start to finish there was. You push the button, it has the eye, you're invited in.
And the desserts tasted good. That vertebrae cookie that moved, how cool is that?
I really enjoyed the way it had varieties. It wasn't like you were saying the same thing twice.
Some of it was a little messy, had a couple things that crumbled in your hands, and when you bit into it, fell on the floor. A little messy. What about the real Hell of Queens and a Garden of Evil?
I think that probably was the most disturbing, to where I didn't even want to try certain things because it had me scared.
Walking into that evil forest, the bloody hand trench, I was legitimately terrified. I thought they really hit that nail on the head.
And those snake eggs, I love the technique, but I am with you, Martha. Those were too spooky.
That was pretty disturbing.
But I will say some of the things I did eat in there, a little too sweet for my taste.
I think that we got it.
The team members nod at each other.
Everybody ready to vote?
Yes, sir.
Sure.
Snoop, Alvin, and Martha Wright.
Snoop, sit up a little bit because you're slouching.
She's the only one that could train this dog. Okay, now you give me the votes.
Yeah, all right. I'm all done.
Okie dokie.
Roll this up.
Yeah, roll that up for me real sweet. Like, let me see what you're rolling. Okay, there you go,
Alvin.
A little fat one. Your roll game is all right.
Yeah. Don't let my mom know.
I ain't gonna tell nothing. Hear no evil, see no evil.
A mummy's hand reaches up out of a box and takes the votes.
Ooh. Thank you, good brother. Appreciate you. In just a matter of moments, my friend will come back with the winner, and we can move on to that 20K, baby. Come on up out of there.
The hand lifts an envelope.
Give me some.
They fist bump.
20K is on the way.
Martha, Snoop, and Alvin stand on the stairs.
Party people in the place to be. We'd like to thank all of the bakers for coming out tonight. When I told you guys I wanted you to make my nightmares a reality, you guys did a great job of it. I enjoyed myself. What about you people? Did y'all enjoy tonight? So, bakers, I hope you feel good because there's $20,000 on the line and it's going to one of you guys in just a matter of moments.
This was a very difficult decision. The decision was close. But there's only one winner. The winning experience goes to... Bon Appetit!
Jody, Matt, and Ricky hug each other and jump in a circle. The other teams hug them.
We were able to overcome so much struggle, but still come out on top.
I couldn't be sitting next to two more talented people, and that's what I'm taking away.
And $20,000.
Bon Appetit, we loved your overall concept and felt like your four tasty treats were delicious and worked well with your experience. We wanted to eat everything.
Snoop and I ate the damn table, okay? So
hats off to you guys. Thank you.
Yes.
Well, you did a magnificent job, as did the other teams.
Hey, everybody can't win, but everybody can smile because we had a good time and it was all about being festive. So give it up for yourselves for having a good time tonight. My name is Big Snoop Dogg. I want to thank my special guest, the one and only Alvin, and the queen on the scene, Martha Stewart. We ran out of tape, but that don't mean we're going to stop. Put that music on so we can get our groove on one time.
Snoop dances happily. Martha and Alvin bop beside him. Audio description by One Extra. Directed by Ariel Bowles. Produced by Sarah Rahmaker. Lead editor Chris King. Snoop and Martha's Very Tasty Halloween. Copyright 2021 Peacock Media Productions, LLC. All rights reserved.